Come on, it's not that bad. Jason. Just a smile. Just one itty bitty smile. For Mom. For me. I thought you were over this. Really? So, your best friend bangs our mom. At some point, we have to come to terms with it. Because life is full of these little surprises. Like how my mother's getting married to a 20-year-old and I'm single. Still, we can't be bitter. We just have to rise. Oh, it's hard. It's so hard, Jace. Why are we single? What? Oh, Jason. Why? You gotta let the team down. Now I'm the only loser? Really? Really gonna do me like that? Fantastic. So, come on. Who's this blonde bombshell? Fine for you to bang our auntie, but not your mom banging your best friend. I see. That makes so much sense, Jace. You're a freak just like Mom.
Does she know?
Of course she does. And of course she's delighted. What is with this family? Maybe it's not such a bad thing I'm single. No, I'm fine. I'm fine being single and not incestuous. Me think the lady doth protest too much. So, does that mean she's your date? You dog. You dirty, 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 antsy-stealing dog. She's kind of hot, though. What? She is. She's got the whole cool older woman vibe. I wonder if that's when he sees an okay, touchy. Can't blame him. Mom deserves to be happy. And Dad does too, even though, you know, he's kind of a loser, but I'm just gonna leave my daddy issues at the door and celebrate the fact that my mother's happy and my brother also happy. I'm very, very happy that you're both happy, and I am happily so happy for the pair of you. So yeah, I'm fine. I'm just feeling sorry for myself. Just slap me if I do it again. So, how bad do you think this wedding's gonna be? Well, did you know Dad's coming? It's gonna be marvelous. So much drama, so much love, triangle of octagon? I gotta be a math. Leave me alone. It's just gonna be deliciously complicated, and I can't wait. Sure, it'll distract me from my crippling loneliness. Okay. Got it. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Okay, if I have to stop feeling sorry for myself, you have to smile. You can do better. Come on. Big smile, big smile, like you mean it. Like you're totally fine with him becoming our new stepdaddy. Aw, Jason. Where's your sense of humor, bro? Okay, I kind of deserve that. Just go be happy around mom. Reassure her. Just please. Gosh, she keeps pulling me over, being all anxious, saying, do you think Jason's okay? I don't think Jason's okay. So please, just go and pretend that Jason is okay. Thank you. You're a good brother and a good son. And I'm sure our stepdaddy will warm. I'm laughing through my pain too, Jace. Okay, time to get drunky. Yes, that's what single ladies do. They smile through their pain and they tequila. Because it's like tequila, but tequila, yeah. Good talk. This is why you're single. I'll call. Hello, Mr. Bartender. I will take the strongest fruitiest thing you have to offer. Please, thank you. Bride? Yeah, we go way back. Way back till I was an egg. That was my stupid way of saying I'm a daughter. Daughter of the bride. And so happy to be here. I'm not exactly unhappy, I'm just adjusting. It's been a bit of a ride. And I only just recently found out that my brother's been having quite the adventure of his own. So we can't even be on the same level with the judgments and the pettiness, and it's like, that was my entire game plan, so I am out in the cold. But it's okay, because charming people like you serve me alcohol, and all of my problems go away. Thank you. You know, actually, this is my first wedding rehearsal. Yep. Ever. And it's my mom's. And she's marrying someone significantly younger. And I am surprisingly okay with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's kind of a dagger in the heart to think, yay, my mom's getting married, but I'm, yeah, spinster, but My mom is adorable and wonderful and kind, and she deserves for someone to make her feel like that. So, I am happy. I'm jealous, but I'm happy. Two things can't be true, and I am talking your ear off, sorry. I bet you say that to all the spinsters. Oh, shh. Okay, you should stop now because I can't tell whether you're flirting or just doing your job. And I really don't want to get into a sexual harassment lawsuit at all because that's not cool. You really don't have to feel sorry for me. You just go to your bartender thing. I will be fine, just getting happily tipsy and watching the madness unfold. Oh, counteroffer. Hit me. You can have a drink with me. Okay. That is an interesting counter. And yes, please. That doesn't sound disgustingly pathetic and eager. Oh, good. Well, that's all I've got. Cheers. To the bride and groom. My mom and the baby that grew up with my brother. I've heard of worse love stories. Oh, namely, my mom and dad. There was no, like, big drama, nobody cheated or anything, but just not a good match. They didn't bring out the best in each other, and it was just for the best, just, yeah. Yeah, they're friendly. So friendly, in fact, that my dad is coming. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, he's going to make a dramatic entrance, and by that I mean he's just gonna quietly come and sit in the back and say, "Good for you." And I swear he's only coming because his girlfriend's coming. Mm-hmm. She and my mom have a strange friendship going on. I think they're only friends to make fun of my dad. He's a bit of a stiff, but I love him. Sorry, I just realized that I'm babbling even more. Nice to meet you. So, how long have you been bartending? What? What do you mean? You're not a bartender. I'm so sorry and embarrassed. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just saw you behind the bar. Why were you behind the bar if you're not? Okay, Now I feel slightly better. Why were you sneaking drinks? Ah, because there was no bartender. Okay, this makes sense. I am so sorry. I was trying to be calm and collected, and I saw you behind the bar, and I was like, that's a bartender. Go get a drink. And you are not a bartender. And I am embarrassing. I'm sorry. You really do not have to sit with me. Just, oh God. What a freak. I do belong in my family. Yeah. Nothing if not amusing. That's true. I'm so sorry. So the better question would be, who do you know and how? You're making me like you. So, you've come to a wedding rehearsal where you know neither the bride nor the groom, but you know my brother, and he said, come get some free drinks. Are you my soulmate? Well, you seem like you have chaotic energy. I was joking, by the way, about the soulmate thing. That was just chaotic energy. But seriously, I think you fit in here. Well, have you seen the people around here? Sketchy. I absolutely include myself in that, by the way. The sketchy spinster daughter of a sketchy cougar. Pleasure to meet you. No, she's not self-coined as a cougar. Her jealous, petty daughter has bestowed it upon her. I can't be jealous. I can be jealous and petty and self-pitying. It's really gross. Well, I could lie, or I could just speed up the process of you walking away. Or I could try and act like a human and just, keep things lying. So, enough about me. Let's keep things lying. How about you? Are you normal? Well, are you well-adjusted? Are your parents divorced? Are you closet weep? No judgment, just asking. Nice. Nuclear family. What about school? Jason went there. Is that... Oh, well, that makes sense. Did you also take... And you were on the... You're not... Oh, God. You are, aren't you? Yeah, you are. You totally are. You don't need to answer. You are any other best friend. Oh, God. Okay, well, it was lovely to meet you. This cannot continue any further. Because my brother's hanging by a string, and I don't want to batter him. Because his other best friend is fucking my mom? Not only that, he's putting a ring on it, so you can see that I don't really want to shake things up any more than they are. Nothing personal against you. You are honestly really adorable and hot and funny, and you listen to me, and I'm probably blowing a really good opportunity, but I don't want to hurt my brother, and also I don't want drama. I don't seek drama. I literally sidestep drama. I am the spinster of sidestepping drama. And as lovely as you are, and as tempting as this is, I am just gonna just stay on my spinster corner. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's familiar, it's comfy. What more can I ask for? Yeah. Romance would be nice, but as I said, it's unfortunate, but well, we've only known each other, what, minutes? It's not like we could already like each other. Well, anyway, you are now released from this awkward, eccentric, whatever this was, and I have a clean conscience, so everybody wins. And we still have free alcohol, so this is amazing. I don't think you understand. My brother's relying on me to be the sensible one, and with my mom marrying a 20-year-old and my dad dating a teenager, I don't really feel I have room to, you know, rock the boat. Yes, he is dating my auntie, and it's funny that you knew that before I did. But I have to go before I give him. Because that smile is doing things to me, and I'm just gonna, yeah. And I need beauty sleep for tomorrow, because tomorrow's a wedding, and, you know, gotta get those beauty sleep hours in and everything. So, lovely to meet you. Sorry this couldn't progress, and see you, yeah, tomorrow. That's not gonna be awkward. Okay, I'm sorry I'm a freak, and yeah, I might see you tomorrow. You're really cute. So, it would be nice to see your face tomorrow, but I promise I won't be creepy about it. I already like you, don't I? Damn. Well, we have some hours tomorrow to change that, so game on. Bring your A game.